Welcome to the Safety Pro Roundtable. Every week on this show, you will hear from safety professionals around the industry as we talk about challenges, innovations, and stories that will help you lead a better safety program. This is the Safety Pro Roundtable.
Welcome back to the Safety Storytellers Podcast. My name is Stacy, and I am your host, and I'm here with Jay Hocut. He's got a really inspiring story. He talks about being in the military, then getting into restaurants and kind of dabbling in safety, and then transitioning to oil and gas in safety, and now transitioning into a safety pro, and really what that looked like in his life and what he learned along the way. So this is a really inspiring story. Welcome back to the Safety Storytellers Podcast. I am here with Jay Hocut with UCOR. I'm looking forward to talking to you. You have a really long history in safety. And, you know, even were you, we were talking about how you had 10 years in the military.
Yep.
So tell me kind of your progression until how you got here.
So my safety journey, you know, obviously began in the military. I was a sergeant. I would take care of my soldiers, make sure they weren't getting hurt in the field. And obviously, you know, we experienced some catastrophic incidents that made me pay more attention to what we do and how to be safe. Not as much. So that was 76 to 89. Okay. So, you know, OSHA came in early 70s, right? Well, early 70s, the OSHA Act was actually instituted. Right. So it was still kind of up and running. And, you know, the military, we go to combat. So they weren't really thinking about worrying about hurting people. But you never train to hurt people, right? You don't want to do that. So, you know, we did everything we could to make sure people didn't get hurt, that they were wearing the proper protective gear or out of the line of fire. You know, I was in tanks for 12 years. So, you know, the tanks will hurt you if you get in the wrong spot.
Yes. So where from there? So you were in the military.
Yep. And I decided to get out and got a bachelor's of science degree in business. Okay. I was actually going to go into computers till I realized that I had to deal with a lot of zeros and ones. And I just didn't quite get
all
the concept.
Of them,
yes. 0101010101010101010. And that tells you to pick up something. Yeah, right. No. Wasn't going to do that. So I went ahead and got a Bachelor of Science in Business and went to Florida. Hurricane Andrew hit and all my possible job interviews and possibilities went right out the window. So I was 33 years old with a degree and nobody would hire me, even with the military experience. So I went to work for restaurants because everybody wants, you know, somebody that got those qualifications to work in a restaurant. So I ran restaurants for about 11 years, actually in Knoxville. I moved to Knoxville, Tennessee from Florida to open up for a gentleman. And we had five restaurants and I had hundreds of employees and managers. And so we had slip, trips, falls, knife, you know, cutting ourselves with knives, cutting ourselves with meat slicers, burning ourselves in fryers. So all of this. So again, safety, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So I managed to, during the 10 years there, to keep my EMR at 0.73. And, you know, did little things like knives, lunch rush, you're busy, you're cutting, knife falls off the table. Your first instinct is to grab it, not let it fall because it's the only one you've got. Now what are you going to do? You got to pick it up. You got to go. Right. So I fixed that. I bought 24 knives for each station. I said, if you drop a knife, pick the next one up and just kick it out of the table and keep working.
Yes.
Nobody cut themselves.
Okay.
Right. So little things like that.
Okay.
Then got out of that and went into the drilling industry. So very, very.
That's very different.
Very big change there. But
yes,
the guy that I was working for was the one that owned the restaurants. He sold those. So as he sold those, I went to work for the drilling company that he bought. I had a Bachelor of Science in Business.
Yes.
Right? So I did the accounting, the human resources, the safety, the operations, set all that up, became a certified well driller for the state of Tennessee.
Isn't that funny how safety was lumped into all of those other things?
And it's all safety oriented.
You need to do these five jobs.
Yep.
Safety is one of them, but also the accounting and
yep.
also the HR.
Yeah. Yep.
And okay, so how, if you could make a pie chart of like what was the most important thing, not maybe to you or to the boss, because you know, because sometimes safety gets a little slower.
Right.
Sometimes it gets a
bigger ones.
Right. So my pie chart moving. So for me, actually, it's more of an upward bending curve.
Okay.
So when I started safety, and the amount of safety that I was required to do was very small in the Army. But as I moved towards the restaurant business, it got a little higher and a little higher and a little more requirements. And as I in the drilling company, became even more important because we needed contracts. In order to get the contracts, I had to be a certified safety professional. So I went and got my certified safety professional certification.
Done.
So that curve kept going up. So my amount of knowledge.
The world just came. Just
yep.
Opened up to you. And so you're going, oh my God, this is, you learn and then you can't unlearn that. So
nope.
Now you're like, okay, we got to change some stuff.
So, and we did, and we changed things. And, obviously in the private sector, safety change doesn't work as fast and as much as you'd like it. So I got a little disgruntled and left the private sector, but got a job working out at UCOR, a DOE site where safety is a condition of employment. They want you to be safe. So I took all those 30 years, what I had learned that went wrong and what I had learned getting my certifications to get the job I got. When I went to UCOR, they didn't have a construction heavy equipment safety program.
Okay.
I wrote it. But I wrote it based on everything I had learned from a lot of people. UCOR has an amazing safety culture. So it was very simple for me to write the procedures because it's what they do everywhere else.
Okay.
I just needed to provide guidance for the heavy equipment.
So having been, with all due respect, you're not a right out of college safety guy.
Nope.
Okay. There's a huge difference between the two of you. You come with this invaluable experience.
Life experiences.
Do you feel like you are flexible when somebody says, we should look at getting software, or we should look at this new cool gadget thing? How do you feel about those?
So I'm a computer geek at heart.
That's true.
Right?
I'm
a computer geek at heart. So when I was at the drilling company, we did all our calculations by hand, yellow pad and pencil.
Okay.
I developed a spreadsheet that basically was interactive that would do that for you.
Okay.
I developed this training system with computers, with software. Well, that was before anything like what you guys provide,
right,
or what UCOR has with some of their training software that tracks everything. That didn't exist. So I was making things up as I went.
So you were just like, I want to bring that stuff in.
Wish you'd have been around 20 years ago.
Because I wonder about people that have that invaluable experience, but are they flexible?
Oh, yeah.
Are they saying, we've done it this way forever and we're just going to keep it this way? Or are there, does that make sense?
I think
look at folks like you that have had that experience for 40 years or 30 years, whatever, and say, well, he doesn't want to change.
No, that's not me. When I took this job over, one of the first things I did was go out and talk to the craft, talk to the guys on the ground. So what's going on here? What can I do to help you? Why are we doing this? Why are we making these mistakes? And the first thing out of the mouth, that's the way we always done it. Well, I'm one of those that doesn't believe it. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. I'm one of those that I want to move into the most recent century, right? So we're not going to operate like we did 100 years ago. I want to operate like we should be 100 years from now. And so I'm a big proponent. We've actually developed at UCOR, they like emerging technology. And so we've developed a virtual reality spotter program using the Oculus headset.
That's so cool. I know there's one here at the conference and I'm being buddies with them. They have like training that's like VR. I mean, it's so cool.
Why wouldn't you do that?
Exactly.
You don't have to be out in the field. You don't have to worry about the weather. You don't need equipment. You can keep them safe. And the big thing is you can change the scenarios. Yeah. I want this to be, I want these hazards. I want those hazards. And it's constantly changing. And you have to challenge people's critical thinking. Right?
Yes.
So I
really appreciate this conversation because I think that I've had a lot of conversations with people that are talking about the generations of safety pros and that. It just doesn't sound like.
Yeah, I'm not one of those.
You're
nope.
Good. Good.
We have some safety professionals that are 30 years younger than I am, but they think like I do.
They don't have what you have.
They don't have the experience, but they have their old souls. They've learned a lot from mom, dad, grandpa, running farms, and they understand those things. So they have master's degrees, and you know they're much smarter than I am.
And then when you work together,
and then we work together to fix things.
Yep,
absolutely,
right?
Absolutely.
Is having the and being able and willing to say I don't know everything.
What's the word? You can't be intransigent.
You can't be what?
Intransigent, which means you can't be hard as rock. You can't, you've got to be able to bend and take the new ideas like what you guys are providing here.
Right.
I mean, it's just great stuff. We have our own observation app that we use that's now on our phones. I'll have to show it to you later.
See
if we can compare the two. But I believe in doing those types of things as much as we can, you know, because everybody has a phone.
Everyone. And if everybody's, I don't know how to use this. Well, you ordered a pizza on it last week.
I will teach you how to use it.
Right.
Absolutely. Don't tell me you don't know. It's nothing I can't teach somebody.
This is really wonderful, Jay. I appreciate your time.
Sure. Absolutely.
You have a wonderful story and you have a wonderful outlook. And I appreciate you.
Good deal. Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
Thank you for joining us on the Safety Pro Roundtable. This podcast is brought to you by Sospis, bringing you the best EH software in the industry. If you're ready to learn more about how an EHS software can transform your safety program, your profits, and your entire company, head to www.sospis.com/podcast. That is www.sospes.com/podcast. We'll see you next time on the Safety Pro Roundtable.